talking about?
Hey, everybody, it's Spy vs. Pi Podcast number 182.
For a new millennium.
Yeah, it's the big Thursday-Friday show.
It's big Wednesday-Tuesday.
That's something, I don't know. What happened?
The big November show.
Hey. Yeah, it's the second installment of the first show of the new
2005?
Season. 2005? Yeah, something.
That's right.
Season 6. Can't believe we made it.
Me neither.
Yep. So, you want to update everybody what happened yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday I had a bacon and peanut butter sandwich.
Wow.
And then, almost...
Did you fry the bacon in peanut butter?
No, but you know, that's an idea.
Something. Peanut oil?
Hmm.
I know bacon doesn't really need any more oil.
Do they make rapeseed butter?
Rapeseed?
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
Really?
Nope.
You know canola oil?
Canola oil?
Yeah.
Yes.
Made from rapeseed.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they reproduce?
Just not
against
the
their will?
Name. Yeah, definitely. Not the catchiest name for oil. Rapeseed oil. But I'm just wondering, you know, it's peanut oil, peanut butter, rapeseed butter.
Yeah, all right.
Sandwich.
Yeah. So that's a thing, huh? For real.
What? Rapeseed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean bacon and peanut butter sandwiches.
It was a real thing today.
I see.
And it's been a real thing in the past.
You know,
but, yeah, most certainly. Microwave bacon.
I had a whole fucking topic list of fucking shit to get through. But,
but you can't read through the dust.
Just blow it off. All the ink has turned to ink dust.
Oh, you didn't write it in Sharpie, did you?
No.
Non-archival.
Yeah. Sharpie. I have several Sharpies around, but I don't really like them.
Hmm.
I don't like, as I've mentioned before, I don't like stinky markers.
I bet you'd like them more if they had your name on them.
Or the name of my favorite sports team.
Yeah, I don't imagine that you could get your
the
name
Tennessee on them. Titans.
Some fonts have more characters than others when you try to type a thing.
That's true. Should I order mine all in Wingdings?
They don't have Wingdings. They only have, like, they have Groovy, Despondent, Kid Print, Copper Plate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Doomer. That'll keep you out of the gangs.
That's right.
Getting the fireworks there.
So, shit, what were we supposed to talk about again?
I don't know. We just, Mac Brown?
Yeah, we could do that. Talk about Robert Newsom.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about the bacon sandwich because we're only doing this show, so a vegan can listen to it on an airplane.
That's right.
So.
In the future.
Yeah.
Because he's in the
also,
Eastern
Thursday
time
show.
Zone? Is that
mm-hmm.
where he is?
We should look on some Australian news sites and find out what's going to be in the news tomorrow.
Hey, that's a good idea. Today, an echidna was kidnapped.
Oh, Burke.
Never mind.
Okay, well, let's talk about the hoax that turned fatal, that drew anger but no charges.
The Hulk?
Hoax.
The Incredible Hoax?
Incredible Hoax. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Which one? Hulk Hogan getting divorced?
No, the thing in the place.
I can't believe Hulk
Hogan's
getting divorced after all these years. Been with the same woman since the early 80s, back when he was a superstar.
After all these years of getting divorced, I can't believe
it's finally
finished.
Yeah. What, that internet hoax from 2 weeks ago that Tim Halsizer told me about a month ago? He predicted it would happen.
Yes, that one. Why not? Let's talk about that.
Okay. So what happened?
New York Times.
Yes.
I don't know.
Open up the newspaper.
I didn't read it.
Okay.
Something happened. Okay, well, let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about... All right, what's the sexiest part of a baby?
To other babies or to me?
Yeah, to you. I was thinking about...
sexy...
I was thinking about starting that poll there.
I would say the... tubular Michelin midriff.
Yeah?
Yep, that's the best part of a baby. It's when they wear the little crop tops. And
I think it's all them extra elbows.
Yes.
Oh, you so segmented.
How does that work?
What?
What?
The fat just kind of bunches up, yeah, and it makes it look like there's an extra joint there. I don't know. It doesn't happen to me, but... It
doesn't really happen on fat adults so much.
It hasn't happened to me yet.
Hmm. Yes. How about that, the song that you were supposed to mix a year ago?
Remember that one? I was supposed to mix a year ago.
Yeah, remember that one?
What one?
You wrote it.
Okay.
We did it. And then you're like, okay. Here, let me just clean this up a little bit. And a year later...
I'm a little bit of it.
It's going to be the coolest song ever.
How does it go?
I'm not telling. Don't want to spoil it.
Well, shit.
Yep.
It's all right. Well, I'll send you questions and comments.
Shit, man. Like, I totally had like a big thing I was going to go off on. I had a big jag to go off on.
Yeah.
The thing to jag off on.
Oh, diapers. That's a sexy part of a baby. What am I thinking?
Well, that's not really part of a baby, is it?
No, no.
You change a baby's diapers about as often as you change your own underpants, don't you?
More or less.
And then it becomes a part of you.
No, that's my question.
Oh, what?
More or less?
Barf. Always more. If I've learned one thing from America.
Oh, did you see the Simpsons movie came out?
Simpsons movie?
Mm-hmm.
Came out on what, DVD?
No.
On TV?
No.
On the internet?
No.
On theater screen?
Yeah, in the theater, yeah. You see that there?
I did not see it in the theater.
Did we, you know they sell vibrators on Amazon?
I did know that.
A lot of them.
Yeah, there's that Harry Potter one that you can get.
You should sort them by price. If you're going to go check out the vibrators at Amazon.
Cheapest ones first, just to see.
No. Cheapest one first. It just looks like, you know, it's a carrot and then a double A. But the most expensive one is called, like the Fat Boy or the Billowy something.
It's called the Disorderlies.
It looks like a big white pop can. Like, yeah.
Jesus.
It's and it like kind of gloats about how big round it is, you know.
Does it hold a beer?
It could hold a beer
for use of three.
You could keep a beer hot in it.
Can you is it multiplayer?
Bow. Yeah, it is actually.
It's meant for that. It's like
No, it's for, not for, no.
It's not meant for egg spoon racing.
It is more with the orange neck swap thing.
Yes, that's what I meant. Not egg spoon is for one player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is one player.
It's for card suck and blow transfer game. Playing card suck and blow.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we should quickly plug our sponsors. Milton Bradley's new
Soil?
Travel game. Playing card suck and blow transfer. Travel edition.
I wonder if you buy a pack of deck of cards there, you know, when it comes to the bridge.
Yeah, all the different kinds of games and rules.
Oh, it's
Suck and
Blow. Oh, 52 pickup.
Yeah.
52 those... dick face.
52, I'm never playing a game with you ever again.
Yeah. You want these cards?
52
anyway.
Only works once.
Yeah, totally.
That's
for cousins, isn't it? I think that game is that's one of those
what about water and fire?
Cousin.
You know, water and fire.
Fire.
You could
What's
do
that?
This is one you can do this one on Spencer. Is he listening? Does he listen to the show?
No.
There's gonna be a day when he does listen to the show.
No, he's gonna
travel
listen
to Vancouver
the
show and stab me in the face.
He's gonna listen
this
to
is
show
what my dad was ignoring me for.
Oh, harsh. Yeah. Oh, dude, just a Rochambeau. It's right in the. Oh.
What are you
mumbling at me, sweetheart?
I don't want this.
You don't want what? The Band-Aid?
Yeah.
But you got finger cut.
That deserves finger candy.
She does deserve finger candy.
Lady finger.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So,
What?
Fire and Water is a game you play, and here's what you do. You sometimes need to stack the deck a little bit. It helps.
If
you
okay, that's
it
no problem.
It doesn't really matter. And you hold the deck of cards in your hand as if you were holding a credit card to show off on television. Perhaps.
Okay,
maybe like a pack of gum. Or, no, a Snickers bar. If you're holding a Snickers bar up to the camera saying, I'm going to eat this soon, you know the way they hold that?
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. It's like you're making a pantomime of King Hiss.
Thumbprint to the heavens.
Yes.
And then all four Digicus together and...
It's like you're making a reverse C with your right hand.
Reverse C with your right... Oh! Okay, sure.
No, okay, anyway.
It's as though I'm holding the most expensive...
Hold on. It's like you're holding the most expensive what?
Vibrator on Amazon?
Okay, because that whole thing just got cut out. The sensor.
Oh.
Sensors. You can't say that word on Spy vs. Spy Podcast Radio. Now that we have new sponsors, we have to be very careful of what words we use and don't use.
Yes,
so,
that writer's strike has affected all of us.
Yeah, so we got bleeped out there.
That's what it was? That's what it was, you sons of bitches? It was the writer's strike. Did we already say that joke last time?
Hmm?
Shit.
That's how come we didn't have a podcast?
Right.
We decided to cross the picket line, because you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. We're just like, what's his face? Carson Daly.
Exactly. Or Ellen.
You hear about that? You hear about Carson Daly?
No.
Huh?
No.
You hear about Carson Daly? No, that's fucking horrible, Jay Leno.
Oh, that's what that was.
Here you go. Here's a lemon hit, sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah, he's crossing the pension line. He's going to do his show again. And also, he set up a 1-900 number for jokes.
What?
Probably a 1-800 number.
Wait,
like,
what do you mean?
I'm going to pay $3 a minute to tell him a joke.
You can phone him up and tell a joke and he might use it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem really, really gross?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least we should get on that, huh?
Jeez. Yeah, totally, man.
Yep.
So, everybody, send in your questions and comments to us of a joke that you have, and we will forward it to Super Shadow, who's actually Carson Daly.
Yeah.
And George Lucas will let us know whether or not Carson Daly liked it.
You know, it would be kind of funny.
Nope.
Just call it up, Skype it up,
yeah.
Do it up,
yeah.
Call it, and...
Just do the show.
Play him the show. No, not even do new shows. Just, like, play all the old shows.
Every day. Dude, maybe we could get famous that way. Maybe he would have us on to talk about nothing for an hour so he doesn't have to do anything.
He'd be like, did you hear about these guys? Did you pumpkin? You know?
Awesome. Okay, now do Conan now.
Oh, shit. That's the same. It's the same.
Do Jay Lenoman. David Lenoman. Do that one now.
Yeah.
My chair's real noisy. What the hell?
That's cool. It makes it sound old.
Shit. Fuck.
Makes you sound like a fat cat.
Fuck, this company's so cheap.
Makes it sound like you have suede elbows and, like, one of those green visors, you know?
Oh, like the original Zap from G.I. Joe.
Zap was their accountant, wasn't he?
Maybe.
That's why he had that green visor.
I don't think it was Zap that had the visor. Just Flash, was it? Savior of the
Tink?
Universe?
It was Tank.
Tank. Tank. I get to be Tank at work now. Tank from The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that make?
Well, what? Because I went into work the other day, and they had moved all my shit from my cubicle. Well, it's not our real cubicle. We have, like, these big, big open sort of cubicles. It's, like, four people, one in each corner of a big area. And so it's not exactly like a cubicle. But anyway, all my shit was gone. I was like, oh, that's weird. What the hell? And
that's a surprise.
We were getting new computers. We got new iMac computers. You see, you can't say IMAX because that sounds like it's like a really big screen that you're going to watch nature documentaries on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't wait to make the OmniMac. But OmniBot 2000.
You mean the ones with like the colored thing, the clear, tall one?
Yes. It's not color. It's color screen.
Fine. No, but like the box is kind of...
It's white.
Brown. You can see through it. So, you know the one I mean.
Sure. Yeah, like that.
When they first came out.
Uh-huh.
Remember when the IMAX first came out?
Oh, the ones with the handle on them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so portable.
No, it's the new ones. Except I got a new old one. The brand new ones. The brand Van 3000 ones that are like gray. sort of. They're like the brushed metal sort of motif in the really, really flat keyboards that are on like a piece of metal. You know those ones? We got a bunch of those, but I don't get one of those. I get one of the last model ones, but so I'm
Why?
All pissed off. No, I don't fucking care. But so we were getting all these new computers, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe they just switched me over. But that's kind of weird because all my files were on the old computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I found out that they actually just moved all my shit to a different area. So now I'm sitting off, like, way over in no man's land. I'm over by the call center, and it's real noisy.
It's all women?
All women?
It's all women?
There's an what? I don't...
No man's land.
No man's land?
Where the boys aren't.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, and they moved all my stuff. But I have my old computer, which is a PC. It's like a Dell or something. I don't know. And it has two monitors. I got like an old CRT monitor, and they just gave me like a brand new LCD, like portrait style flippy monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know those ones? You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
You have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so for a while, like I've had two monitors. Now I have a new iMac on my desk as well. So I have a bank of like three monitors all around me.
Oh man.
Yeah, two computers, three monitors. It's cool, except for that when you're switching back and forth, it's a fucking bitch to transfer from Mac to Windows key shortcuts, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
This fucking fucks me right up. We're allowed to say fuck, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Unless you can say, like, you can say something...
Western Digital, fucking good hard drives. They don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
you can say something fucks you up.
Yes.
And you can say that something is fucked, but you can't say that you want to fuck something.
Or someone is a fuck.
No, you can say someone is a fuck.
That's kind of a weird thing to call somebody, huh? A fuck?
Yeah.
Doesn't...
You're a run.
Yeah.
You are a jump.
You are one run, and it's like not as bad as the runs.
Yeah.
It's just like a little doot.
Bloop.
Yeah. A little bit of that in your pant.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I'm like Tank from the Matrix movie.
Because you have a lot of screens.
Matrix movie sequels. Wait.
I didn't even see them.
Did he die in the first one? I don't even remember.
Of course, he was a black guy.
But his brother didn't die, did he? No, wait. He died, but his brother was the sellout? No, wait. Was it his brother? It was the other ethnic
guy? No.
He's like a Hispanic guy or something.
No, he was just shady.
Mouser. No, wait, no. The guy who screwed them over was white.
Browser, yeah.
Browser.
Naturally. You can't have a black guy screw somebody over in a movie.
No, because that's... If a black guy does it, it's fucking you over.
Whoa.
What?
You can't say that.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Western Digital.
It's Western Digitaling you over.
Speaking of Clint Barton.
Speaking of Western Digital, dude, that's when I do it with my left hand.
What? Dude. Clint Barton.
What? Yeah.
Iron Man update. Okay. Iron Man meets Hawkeye. Fights Hawkeye.
Iron Bed update.
Iron Bed. I don't know if it was the first appearance of Hawkeye or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can fill me in on whether Hawkeye's first appearance was in an Iron Man Tales of Suspense style story.
I thought it was in the Boovengers, but I don't know.
Well, anyway... This was the origin of Hawkeye, and I was like, fucking sweet, Hawkeye, I love Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And Iron Man, or Tony Stark, somehow gets tricked into taking Pepper on a date. I think what happens was he was trying to set Happy up on a date with her, and he's like, Pepper, I need to talk to you about a date. And before he could finish, she was like, yes, of course I'll go out with you. Mm. And so he takes her to, like, Coney Island or something. He's like, I want to. Now I have to take her out, but I'm going to take her to some fucking shithole place, so it's not that good. Because he really wants to set Happy up with her.
Right.
Gay. Because he's gay?
Gay as a goose.
What's gay for the goose? So she goes there and shows her a shitty time, and she's all like pissed off that all she got was an ice cream cone and a fucking teddy bear or some shit. But then she was like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm with Tony, and that's all that matters. And that's true, you know.
Did they kiss?
Not mouths. So instead of taking her on the Tunnel of Love, if you know what I mean, he takes her to the Hawkeye show where Hawkeye...
All these positions, I don't know.
Yeah, where Hawkeye is shooting targets.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And sure. Everyone's like, this guy's a bum. He's useless.
Mm-hmm.
And then... shit, what happens in the... I forget what happens, but Hawkeye decides to become... No, he sees, I think, something happens. Yeah, some fucking ride breaks and Iron Man has to save everybody or something. It's always the same thing. And then Hawkeye gets all jealous. He's like, fuck, I could do that. Just the same way that the Scarecrow did, I think. Scarecrow was a magician and said, hey, I could do that too. And so Hawkeye's like, I'm going to fucking become a superhero. I don't need powers. I just need to go in my lab, because he's a scientist or something, and make special arrows. And so he does that. But he doesn't do it with the purpose of becoming a villain.
Put that on Mama's desk. But he does become a villain, right?
But the thing is that, like, some bank robbers rob a bank, and he's like, I'm going to fucking stop those guys. And he tries to, but then they take off.
Like, whoa, that looks way easier.
Yeah. And then the, no, they drop the bag of money, and he's like, oh, I better pick this up and return it to the bank. And then the cops come, and they're like, hey, who's that guy stealing all the money? And, classic, you know, Spider-Man style. And so he's like, shit, now they think I'm a bad guy. Oh, well, I might as well become a bad guy. Something. I forget. But he's not really bad, except that he hates Iron Man for some reason. I can't really remember how that goes. But Black Widow exploits this. She pops up out of nowhere, and he's running away from the fake bank robbery, and she's in a car, and she's like, hey, that looks like a guy I can use. I don't know, it's weird. But she picks him up, and he like gets the hots for her immediately, because he's fucking Clint Barton. And, you know, it's Hawkeye, man.
Sure.
All he cares about is the ladies. He's even cooler than Tony Stark in that way, I think.
I like it when all he cares about is what's-her-face.
Mockingbird?
Mockingbird. What's her name?
Mockingbird. What's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Bah, fuck.
Sniz Barton?
Fart Barton? I should know. Mockingbird. I don't fucking remember. She was fucking...
What? She had two sticks that she could hide in her sleeve fronts. That is a power.
Sure is. I mean, it's a good match for Hawkeye, I guess. But so anyway, Hawkeye has to fight Iron Man, but not really. And he has rust arrows. And he actually, like, manages to shoot a couple rust arrows at him. And Iron Man's like, fuck, if this keeps up, I'm toast because I can't move my joints anymore, right?
What? What? Good job. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, but then he runs out of rust arrows, and it's stupid because he knew he was gonna go after Iron Man because Mockingbird, not Mockingbird.
Yeah. Only bring Knight, rust arrows.
What's her name? Fucking Knight.
Black Widow.
Black Widow. I couldn't think of her name. Because she was all like, "You have to help me beat Iron Man or something." He's like, "Of course, because I'm hot for you, lady." And just forget your fucking suction cup and pulley arrows. Like, fuck, who cares? It doesn't matter. Just bring, like,
boxing
10 rust arrows and shoot them at his knees and then go and kick him in the nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he runs out and then he just kind of escapes. And it's kind of like this weird anticlimax at the end where he just ends up sort of running away. And he ends up hopping in a boat with Black Widow. And Iron Man's like, oh, he got away in that boat. And it looks like there's someone familiar in that boat, but I can't see from here.
Was it Bobby Barton? Bobby Morse Barton, was it?
Morse?
That's
really? Morse?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, that sounds right.
B-O-B-B-I.
Mm-hmm, of course.
She's got a PhD in biology. Clint Barton, high school dropout.
Well, look where it got him.
Yeah.
He got to be leader of the West Coast Avengers.
He's friggin' Ronin now, which is the dumbest shit.
What? Ah! Hold on. Sorry. You tell me now. See, now that I've discovered... the origins of... Well, I already knew the origins of Hawkeye, but now that I've...
He had a bow and arrow.
Yeah. So, what's the... de-originization?
The Borigin?
Yeah. What happened to Hawkeye?
He friggin' bit the shit in Avengers Defibrillate.
Okay. He died?
And then, yeah.
That's dumb.
And then he was dead for all the house up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, it was revealed that Clint indeed survived, and oh, he now,
what? Lost his powers?
Yeah, he lost his powers.
And he had to go on a quest to regain his ability to
shoot anyone. Yeah, no, now he's, for some reason that is probably, super great,
mm-hmm.
They gave him but he's Ronin now.
What does he get to do?
Now, instead of a bow and an arrow,
he shoots swords at people.
He has two swords.
Ugh.
He has two swords, and he wears a black
mask.
Does
one of the swords have two blades on it?
He has a lot of jeweled piping.
Side by side?
I wish. If only.
Remember that guy?
It's about that bad. Yeah,
Why did he have two blades parallel on one sword?
So he could make little stakes of people. He could
It's for cutting cheese.
Yeah.
It's faster that way. Actually, that isn't a bad idea. A cheese cutter that had two side by side, and you can cut two cheese slices at the same time.
Or both ends of one. You could cut just the ends off of.
Okay, yeah, even. Well, then it would have to be adjustable.
Yeah.
Christ. So now he's Iron Fist with swords?
No, he's Ninjak with nothing.
Why?
Huh?
He's already like an expert bow shooter, arrow shooter.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? You know what? Ninjas sometimes use bows, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. You could, you know, if you want to dress like a ninja, I got no problem with that. Hawkeye's outfit is kind of stupid. It won't bother me if he ditches the Robin Hood stuff in the loincloth, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the little cock flap.
Yeah, that's fine.
Little,
like, I don't care
face
one way or the other. I mean, it's too bad he had to stick with purple and blue. But,
yeah.
If you want to change your outfit and be more ninja, like, that's cool, man. But, like, why ditch the bow? That's what made you, you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what freaking Mockingbird's up to. With her big sleeves. Big-ass 70 sleeves.
Who had the joke about the wizard sleeve?
It's Borat. Yeah, the sleeve
okay.
of a wizard. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do
about that. Is that your Craig Ferguson impersonation?
Is it?
That's pretty good. Sound just
like... Right. Like that, you know? Yeah, see, I don't understand, because he's like, okay, I'm Hawkeye. All right, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also he was the Golden Archer, which is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
McDonald's tie-in?
Yep. And also Longbow.
Really?
And then for a while he was Goliath, which I thought was weird.
Oh yeah, what was that all?
Hank Pym was just like, here, I've got a paper I'm working on.
A packet.
I gotta go beat the Wasp. So you be me.
Sounds like...
You take the rap.
Yeah,
I gotta go beat
good.
The Wasp.
Yeah.
Oh man, that does sound like some spray and gravy. Something. But yeah, none of them have swords. None of that is swords. What? You want to play a game?
Yeah.
What do you want to play? What? That pewter?
Yeah.
You want to play the Bob of the Build game on Mama's pewter?
Yeah.
Will you hook that up, dude?
Sure.
So, Goliath.
Yeah.
He just decided to become Giant Man?
No, Goliath.
Same with Giant Man, though, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're both large.
Okay. How did he accomplish that?
Oh, Pym particles.
Oh, of course.
Pym poots. It might have been permanent. I don't remember.
What?
You know what?
Did he still have a giant... Did he have a giant bow?
No, he just had nothing.
They could make clothes that grew and shrink, but they couldn't figure out how to make a bow and arrow that did that. Because imagine having a giant bow to shoot at people.
Wow.
That would be cool.
Yes. Imagine the wind coming off of, like,
if you're
30 feet tall and you had a, you know, size of bone arrow that's,
yeah.
You know.
You wouldn't even have to be that good at aiming.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. I'm just pissed now.
If I could turn into a giant guy, I would just have a snow shovel. That would be my weapon.
Just scoop them on up.
Just scrape a city, you know?
Yep. Just pack them into a little mound.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck that. Fuck you.
So Hawkeye's now Ronin.
Yeah.
That's stupid. He can't be as good a swordsman as, like, any other sword guy in Marvel. There's a few sword guys. They're all probably pretty good because they've been doing it their whole lives. What makes him think he can grab some swords and become one of the sword guys?
I don't know. I'm pissed. I'm going to find out. It's a new Avengers 30.
Stupid.
That's when he's revealed to be the new Ronin.
Gross.
I don't know.
Was there an old Ronin?
Well, there's Red Ronin. That guy was pretty awesome. The big
Ronin
after what?
Ryan.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how he... I haven't listened to him speak in so long.
I know.
I've only seen his face.
Yeah, forgotten all about him.
Yep.
That was our chance, dude. We should get on TV.
What? Cross the pickle line?
If we cross the pickle line.
Pickle line?
the Wilson picket?
We can't do that.
If we did that, and we got on the TV, we scooped that time slot, people would forget all about the mother assholes and be like, hey, Spy vs. Spy, it's a good show.
Well, why don't people just turn to the web? Turn to the web, everyone.
Yeah, I know. I think this is the time when public access TV has to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
We don't really have a channel. We do have a local community channel, but it's kind of bullshit. And I've always been wondering, like, how you can, like, just start up a TV station. I need to watch Wayne's World, I guess, to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But
Brewster's Millions.
Yes.
He doesn't actually do it, but you get the gist of what it's like to have that kind of money.
That's right. So, I don't know. I think having a TV show on actual TV, free TV, like people can tune in with their UHF dial,
mm-hmm.
that'd be cool.
Let's do it.
Okay. Should we just make a video of us doing the show?
Yeah.
We could wear t-shirts with sponsor logos on them.
That'd be like commercials, right?
Yeah, and then you could be commercial-free, but mm-hmm. still have commercials. Still get the money.
We'd have to, like, three times during the show, get all interested in our shirts.
Hey, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. What's that? Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Hey, why don't you read that out loud to me?
It says, buy new Avengers number 30.
Oh,
I said I could t-shirt of the Ronin? That's cool.
Yep. The Ronin.
What?
The Ronin?
Okay.
What?
Skid Ronin?
Yeah. He's a skid marksman.
Yeah. Was it that guy from... Wait, no, who was the guy... Who was the guy who died recently?
What?
It was one of them 80s band guys.
Oh, Kevin DeBrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Shot in his home in Las Vegas.
Oh.
By Joseph Bergen.
Vintage Nude Studios?
Yep.
Vintage Dude Bro Studios?
Mm-hmm. Dude Bro. Okay. Oh, now I got it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, man. So the Marvel Universe site there.
It's not a news program, Bill.
Where I'm getting all my... What?
I guess we'll have to agree or disagree. From.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Okay.
Slippery Slope.
Yes.
That's your nickname in high school. They got a power grid for everyone.
Like on the back of the trading cards, so you know how strong everybody is comparatively?
Yes. It only has 7 spots.
7? Why not make it a 10? Come on.
Yeah, no, it's only
Well, I guess
7.
They don't want to re-metricize all their old stats.
And out of 7...
Census, the official census of the Marvel Universe...
Intelligence, Clint Barton,
yes.
5 out of 7.
Really?
High school dropout.
Well, it just goes to show.
Mockingbird? 1. 3.
Oh, really?
Yes!
What a dumb broad. She does know a lot about chemistry, that's all.
Her dumb broad with her PhD in biology. That's
all
she knows.
That's all
no
she
street
knows
smarts.
About. No.
It's just like, oh, look at them sleeves. Look at those sleeves. It's just like, how abstract is that? This got to be. How would you.
Well,
random.
It's because he has leadership skills that somehow he appears smarter.
What?
Did he?
It's because he's back from the dead. He knows things that we could only dream.
Okay.
But they have they've got a double power grid thing on the Momo site there.
Mm-hmm.
It's momo.org.momo, if you guys are. Wanna...
Yeah.
Momo Pomo Dodo.
Is that a flash site? Can you directly link someone to the page you're looking at?
Yeah. It's just marvel.com/universe/Hawkeye okay. _ parentheses Clint _Barton.
Because there was 2 Hawkeyes.
Was there?
No, I don't know. One was probably like a Native American guy or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, one of those X-Men that they kill off at the beginning of the issue just to get things going.
Yeah.
All right. Change the roster and we'll kill off an Indian real quick.
Yep.
Just to move the story along. No, but they got the power grid, and there's a blue bar for official ratings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a red bar for fan votes. You log in, and you say, well...
I think he's smarter than Hulk.
He's far more durable Then, and that's that. Here's their okay. Their criteria: intelligence, and it's easy. Strength, sure, no problem. Mm-hmm. Speed, I ain't fine. Durability, okay. Energy projection.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you're either on or off, right? Yeah. And it's like,
can you do this? Yes. Can you do it as well as this guy? Well, not quite, but.
And that's kind of the fucked up thing. It's his energy projection. Well, the official rating is he's got a 2, and the fans are like, no, he's a 3. Oh, he's a fucking 0.
Because he can project energy out of his arrows when they explode?
I guess, yeah.
That's stupid.
And fighting skills, they got him all the way up to 7, which, then how did he die? Yeah. Okay. I'm getting mad now.
What is his luck rating?
Yeah, they don't have that. No, they don't have anything. You can't play with none of this crap.
How do you vote in? Do you have to phone?
You gotta lodge in.
Mm.
I'm sure you just lodge in and then mash around.
Veronica lodge in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Veronica Lodge.
Veronica Lodge. Oh, right. Duh. Okay, sorry.
Roger Lodge's sister.
What? Really? No. She has a brother?
No. Roger Lodge is the host of Blind Date.
Oh, okay. I got all excited.
Oh, wait. You probably know him as Roger Lodge.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that guy.
No, you scared me there for a second. I mean, Veronica's clearly only child, but...
Oh, man, Steve was telling me about this great pinup. You know how they have the new character, Raj? Raj Laj. No, he's the little Indian kid.
Raz?
No. Don't talk about that, it's not funny.
It is, too.
No. No, oh, because it was 2 weeks old. It wasn't funny.
Maggie. Oh, that's right. No, she hates that show. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Maggie, but she's our new sponsor. So.
What? She's a new sponsor now?
Yeah.
We can't talk about Tim and Eric anymore because she told us not to.
Yep.
And so, oops. I mean.
Cool.
I guess we're not getting paid today. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a new character called Raj, and he's a skinny little Indian kid. He kind of looks. He's like a. Maybe he's like the new Dilton.
What happened to Dilton?
I don't know. But he's kind of seems to be fitting that build, but he's like a little bit. He's also a filmmaker, because right. all Indian guys are really good filmmakers that make movies with twist endings.
I get it.
Yes. So anyway, I guess there was some like one of the old comics, you know, from the old days that they reprint sometimes, you know, in RG.
Okay, sure.
And there was one where Reggie, I guess, was making some comment about some. Sexy brown lady. And, I guess they had crossed out her actual name from the original thing and put, like, Raj's cousin. Boy, Raj's cousin sure is hot or something, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I guess they didn't bother to retypeset the whole thing. They just sort of pasted it over top, and I guess it was really obvious. Like, it was kind of a different font and really bold or something, and they just sort of shoehorned that in and used an old comic to, you know...
Huh.
Yeah.
Retcon? Rajcon?
Redcon.
Outrageous behavior?
Yeah, something like that.
That's on the cover of Tales from a Real Digest, right. Number 21.
And also, apparently, Steve keeps up with all the Archie.
One monobrow on that guy.
What's that?
One big-ass eyebrow on that guy.
Yes,
he's got a little forehead mustache.
And I guess his uncle invented the Wii, according to the Archie universe. And they all go to India for some reason, and he's a video game designer. He makes a video game about Archie or something, and it's the Wii. But I guess Steve was telling me that they actually managed to draw the Wii, like, fairly properly. You know how they always fuck up on shit like that in the video games? They always make them look all retarded. But
not in MODOK's 11, they didn't.
I had a look at MODOK's 11. I downloaded it, and I had a look through it.
Here we go.
Looks shitty,
now
dude.
It's some dick-punching time.
Oh, it's ugly, and...
Ugly! 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 You think so?
That's a pretty good impression of Jon Stewart you're doing there.
Yeah.
Running out of talk show hosts. Who else is there? Shit. Craig Kilborn's still on the...
fancy yourself as an Archie artist? Send us your stuff, and stuff is in quotes.
Nice. I think I would like to draw for Archie.
Do it.
Okay. Maybe I can get a job doing it. But do you have to draw like Dan DiCarlo to do it?
Yes. Mm. Or, you know, kind of.
Yeah. On the MODOK's 11 there.
Ugly?
Didn't like the way it looked. I had to flip through it. It seemed really cheesy.
Oh,
And it's just it was too annoying for me. I just couldn't do it.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's
I don't
okay.
know. And
that's fine.
I
really
almost
liked it, but
like, what's with all this MODOK resurgence now?
It's all Robert.
MODOK.
It's all Robert.
It's Robert's doing. I know, Robert. We appreciate that. Thank you. But it's like they're treating him as a joke.
I don't know. I thought it held up. I thought it was pretty good. I thought MODOK 11 was good. I thought it treated him with
but making him like the nerd who fell in love with a girl who didn't, you know, like him.
What's
back
wrong with that?
That is stupid. So, I don't know. Okay. It seems like they were just, it seemed lazy. I don't know.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll have to agree to relent.
Okay. Anyway, I also didn't know who many of those characters were.
Ah, well, there you go. That's your problem. That's why you're so ugly. I really liked it, but I can understand why you would.
It was
feel
just too. It was,
to
me,
contrary.
It was too like nod, wink, nudge. You know. You know.
Nod, wink.
Yeah.
Isn't that a fantasy book?
Yes, it is.
Nod, wink, nudge.
from Dragon Magazine.
Yep.
From It's Not Hanging, It's Dragon Magazine.
Whoa.
Yes.
Ooh. Veronica finally updated her blog.
Nice.
Yep. What's up with eggnog?
What is up with eggnog?
My opinion, yuck. Daddy loves the stuff. So does Smithers. I'm thinking it must be an old person thing. Though I could be wrong. Daddy's
never
not all that
alcohol
old.
Before, but...
Eggnog is loaded with calories, has an ugly name, no carbonation, and is a very unattractive color. I mean, holiday beverages should not be beige. That's my take on eggnog.
She's
like
right.
Opinion.
She's absolutely
love you,
right.
Ronnie. Yep.
I'm in love with her now.
Who the hell would comment on an imaginary blog?
I don't know. It's awesome, though.
That is something.
Fuck you, Veronica.
Oh,
you're
Betty.
Gay.
Yeah.
You are a homo. And also, would you like to buy some Cialis?
Yeah.
They should write that into an Archie comic. Where Veronica is saying, like, how come I'm getting so much sex spam on my blog, Archie?
Holy shit, it's all Sarah Bauer. All the comments, Sarah Bauer, yeah, nonstop. Just, okay. I love you, I wish you were real, and you could take me away from Tom.
Oh.
What?
Poor Tom.
Is that sad?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
What would Tom do?
What would Tom do?
Yeah.
Ethel?
Ethel's the only ugly girl in Riverdale.
Not
except
anymore.
There's a new fat character now.
Brigitte?
Is that what her name is?
Yeah. She has a line for a chin. That's how you know she's fat.
Yeah. But she's not really that fat, right?
No,
and apparently,
she's not.
Like, everyone still really likes her. And everyone's like, wow, she's fat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly she's not fat.
No, exactly. So.
No draw on self, okay? You are just getting in all kinds of business.
Unless it's an Archie. A good Archie. And then mail that arm in, and maybe they will use it.
And then it will be your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's just getting all kinds of trouble. Dude, try doing the show today. She's up there smashing piggy banks, and then
she's
writing all over herself.
Wait, she did that
again? No, on the laptop.
Did you get
yesterday.
A new piggy bank, and then it got smashed again?
No, I'm getting an iron piggy bank this time. But then the computers over there are all talking about
microtransistors in it.
Jazz, you wants to play a game? It's a trap or whatever. Like over, you know, she's from that movie.
Art Spiegelman's Mousetrap.
She's doing that thing. Yeah, she's all. Sorry, Dave, I can't show you my O face.
Oh, that's an excellent impersonation of Paul Schaefer.
Alright.
Yes.
You want to start recording?
Now that we're all primed up and ready to go, hey everybody.
What's wrong, baby? Want to take off the booter?
No. I just want to buy the boot.
Bob the Builder?
Yeah.
On the computer?
Yeah.
Well, tell Bo to do it.
Man.
No pleasing some people.
I guess. You know what Richard Nixon always said? Oh, I suppose you don't.
He said, please don't ever use the suffix gate on things that don't deserve it. Just because it's a scandal does not mean you should use the word gate as a suffix because it does not make sense.
It's true. It does not make sense. It's like, oh, does that mean it's half hotel?
Ugh.
That's it's Scandal Gate.
explode. It's the same thing as a hall. I can just fucking. Oh, you fucking set me off on this.
Wow.
There's no such thing as chock-a-hall or shop-a-hall. Fuck off.
Nope. That's right. Fuck off a hall.
Yeah, no fucking kidding. God
What's
damn.
Sweetheart? What are you saying, baby?
To the kids about the Builder game there.
Hey, Bo, how come you not make a dig by the Builder game ago? Oh.
Nothing can move the blob.
Sorry,
the Builder.
Baby. You messed something up. So block the Builder?
Blob.
Oh.
Is Blob still around in Marvel?
I don't know.
He's a great character.
I will come see it in one talking show. We got to catch up on the last. How long has it been? 3 weeks?
We're doing a 24-hour podcast.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave this recording, and then I'm going to go to work, and then I'll come back, and I'll pick it up. There might be a bunch of silence, but it'll be recording for 24 hours.
You know what? I'm looking at this picture of the blob here they got on the Marvel site.
Yeah.
And it looks just like that drawing that What's-His-Face did of him with his own self there.
John Hill?
No.
Oops.
Oh, nerf. No. Come on, you know who I'm talking about. When the grind started, the guy, big fat guy.
Philip Gavery?
No, big fat guy. The big fat guy. Not Chris Crosby, but the other big fat guy.
DJ Kaufman?
No. Come on. The guy with the 44-ounce tongue.
What?
He's all professional and whatnot. Did the thing.
Oh.
PvP or whatever.
Chris Crosby.
No, the other one. Wait, what do you want, sweetheart?
I'm gonna get my Bob the Buddha game there.
Bob the Buddha?
Oh, Bob the Buddha. Bob Zamuda game. Yeah. I gotta go hook up this Bob Zamuda game. You know the guy I'm talking about.
Yes, Krutz.
Yes. Yeah, this picture of Bob looks like the way Krutz draws himself to make him look skinny.
Oh, no.
Oh, gross. No, I guess Bob got all skinny.
What?
Yeah, when, I guess he hadn't been... Oh, gross. Hmm? I guess when House of Mmm was happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a second, baby. Okay? Okay? I gotta reboot it. You gotta do Alt-Tab, okay? You can do Alt-Tab?
Yeah.
Okay, go do Alt-Tab. I'm never telling her to do anything again.
Go do Format C colon.
Yeah, just... you were saying?
Go to 10?
No, when the House of Mmm took away all the mutants in town.
Yeah. He lost his power?
Yep.
And his power was being fat?
Yep, so there you go. I just sent you an image.
But you know what? There. I always thought that his power was just being unmovable, and being fat was just kind of, like, incidental.
Yeah, I did too.
That looks more like Angelo Espinoza.
Okay, Allison, I'll make it to fix it to go by the Bob of the Build. Can you come here? You gotta say something. Okay.
I'm gonna fix my Bob of the Build again there.
I know, but you gotta say bye,
Peters.
Bye, Peters. Get tired of that.
She nailed that.
She did. Showbiz kid.
Yeah.
I didn't mean showbiz kid, I meant showbiz kid.
She is a showbiz kid.
I didn't mean that. Yeah, you know what I didn't mean. Yeah. You know very well what I didn't mean.
Alright, I got a bugger.
Bugger?
Yeah, I got a bugger dick.
Bugger dick?
I got a bugger dick.
Speaking of bugger dicks, shouts out to Box Brown.
Yep, showbiz shouts out.
Showbiz shout out to Robert Newsom. Hope you enjoyed your flight.
Yeah, dude,
Volume
we tried.
Volume 3 comic that you read on the plane because you couldn't download our podcast.
Bong.
That's my impersonation of a talk show host.
Hey, you should do a little music show. I'll do a little music show for him, too.
Right now?
Well, like, tonight or whatever.
When is he flying?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe we should each do... How long?
Yeah.
How many songs? 10-song playlist?
Yeah, sure.
Just play 10 songs that you like right now and do a little speed tam.
Yep.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Look for that. We will do... We will each do...
Yeah.
A little things that we like.
Let's do it.
Thing.
Okay.
And then everyone can listen to it.
All right.
And then we will take another month off.
That's fright. See you next whenever.
Too bad
Johnny
we already said bipedis.
Yeah. Bipedis.
Oh, what?
Everybody, bipedis.